What?
Italian friend.
Italian friends, okay, Italian friends.
How can we please Striscia Italia Mahaprabhu?
How can we what?
How can we please
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Become one tree, Radharani. Ate Agoyavangi Kara. Look up that verse. This is Lord Chaitanya's personal teaching in Adivida chapter 4. Ate Agoyavangi Kara. Lord Chaitanya, you can please Lord Chaitanya by doing what he says. Ate Ate Agoyavangi Kara. Nice breeze. Southern breeze kind of. This is Madhya Ranana Samvad. Ateva Govi Bhava Karyangi Kar Rachi Dine Chinte Radha Krishna Vihar Siddhade Chinti Kari Tahans Nishavan Saki Bhavi Paya Radha Krishna Vacharan. Certainly one should accept the mode of the gopis, Govi Bhava Angikar. This is Lord Chaitanya's teaching. Accept the mode of the gopis. And nighttime and daytime, meditate on the pastimes of Radha Krishna. And think of your Siddhadeya Chinti. Chinti means think of your Siddhadeya. And do special seva in your Siddhadeya. And by this you'll attain Sakhi Bhav and a lotus feet of Radha Krishna. So you want to please Lord Chaitanya, then do what he says. You want to please anybody, do what they say. So, accept Gopi Bhav. Angikar, Angikar, Angikar. Gobi, Gobi, Gobi. they'll chase you with sticks. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya was teaching Sanskrit. And one day he got absorbed in Radha's Bhav, way before sannyas even, just before he closed the school. He said, Gobi, Gobi, Gobi. And the GBC picked up sticks and chased them down the road. Chase Indra, Mahanidhi, and Lord Chaitanya. The students chased all three of us down the road to beat us with sticks. Because we were saying, go, 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 go. Go, the Bengali word Angikar means accept. Except Gopi Bhav. There's nowhere in the teaching of Lord Chaitanya he says except Sakya Bhav, except Dasya Bhav. He talks about one Bhav, one Stai Rati. One Stai Rati is Mother Rati, Mother Bhav. He says meditate around Krishna, not Krishna Balaram. He says except Gopi Bhav. You gotta sit there as a Gopi, as a Manjari. The Dasi Kinkri of Radharani. So your Italian friends and all your friends in the whole world should know what is the teaching. Lord Chaitanya's whole philosophy and teaching is summarized in a verse written by Srinath Chakravarti. Look it up. We know it also. This verse is the Sambandha Avideya Priyojana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's in the Sloka Book of Srila Prabhupada, And you look at the folio of Srila Prabhupada, he quoted the verse hundreds of times. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanyos Chaddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachirupasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarta Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatara Napara Krishna Nandanandan in Braj should be worshipped along with Vrindavan. So we should worship Krishna in Vrindavan. How should we worship? What way we should worship? The way of worship is Ramya Upasana. Ramya Upasana Brajavadu. Brajavadu means worship Krishna like the young gopis of Vrindavan. Young married gopis of Vrindavan. And what is the pramana? What is the evidence or proof for this worship? Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is the goal of the Bhagavatam? What is the goal of human life? The great goal? Krishna Prem. Whose idea is this? Whose mati? Whose idea is this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. Mahaprabhu Matam, M-A-T-A-M, Matam means mati. Mati means conception, idea. The conception, the idea. And natchacha-ardra means I don't care for any other idea. Adara means I have no respect, no care, no concern for any other idea than this. This is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Worship Nandanandan Vrindavan. You see some spiritual missions, they have so many different Ishtadevatas. They have Ramachandra, they have Nasti, they have Jagannath, they have all kinds of Ishtadevatas. But Lord Chaitanya taught worship Krishna in Vrindavan, and the way to worship Krishna in Vrindavan is like the gopis worship Krishna. Every tree in Vrindavan says, Radhi, Shri Radha. It doesn't say Krishna and Balaram. The trees are giving a clear message. Kankam Bole, Shri Radha, Radha. Nidhiban may bandar bole. Nidhiban may bandar. In Nidhiban, the monkeys are chanting Shri Radha. Nidhiban may bandar bole Shri Radha. Yamuna be lahari. The waves in the Yamuna are chanting Shri Radha Radha. Kankam bole. Kankam means little pebble, little tiny stone. Vrindavan may kankam boli Shri Radha Radha. Every pebble, every stone, every little. Vrindavan patavi boli. Every leaf, every tree is saying Shri Radha Radha. Vrindavan patavi boli. So what do you call this idea of Krishna Balaram? Sorry. You have to go down the road a little bit, go to Gokul or something. Yeah.